had a full council meeting on Thursday, and I asked that we request a freedom of information request from the Dard Minister into the business case. This is the business case that's been outstanding now for a couple of years, and every time she says it'll be nearly ready, it's not quite ready, and yet another instance when she's in the chamber in Stormont, she says it's finished. So all we're asking is now is the freedom of information request that's been sent from the new Super Council just to see this business case, because it was Strabane that was top the criteria for these dire jobs. And we welcome, yes, decentralisation coming to the North West, but when Strabane did top the criteria, all we want to see is the truth, and the truth to be told why Strabane was overlooked.
And even if you get the freedom of information request, what difference is it going to make?
Well, Barry, we might see then why they were sent to Ballykelly when Strabane topped the criteria. You know, and that's all we're asking. Those jobs, yes, they're very welcome, the decentralisation coming into the North West, but when Strabane topped the criteria for them to come to Strabane first, all they want is the truth, and the people in Strabane want the same. They want to know why. Why did we not get them? And why is this minister going to waste several million pounds and taxpayers' money and decontaminating Ballykelly, when Strabane's got a very good InvestNI site sitting up the road, which InvestNI spent millions of pounds on, getting ready for somebody to go into it, and it's sitting up there now like a white elephant.
In last week's Stormont budget, £1 million has been given towards to help the movement of the Dard headquarters to go to Ballykelly. These jobs are definitely going to Ballykelly. They're never coming to Strabane, so why keep going on about it?
Well, Barry, they're nothing definite yet, Barry, because we have elections next year and another minister could come in there and maybe change that. You know, because if someone is going to sit, as other ministers are calling, or other MLAs are calling for, why are we wasting several million decontaminating the place when there's sites, yes, in Strabane, but there's other sites probably as well in Omagh and Derry, that these jobs could be spread out. If Strabane's not getting, didn't get the 800, well, then why not spread them throughout the North West? But all I want to know, and the people of Strabane wants to know, is why did we not get them? And why is it taking so long for this minister to release this business case? And what are they hiding?